Hi, this is Dr. Lingnotkar. I'm dictating new patient psychiatric evaluation. Name of the patient is Philip, PHILLIP GLENN, Childers, CHILDERS. Date of birth is 7/9/24. This is make a correction, 7/9/54. Identifying data. This is 72-year-old white married male who came to my office from his pulmonology, from his dermatologist. Patient has gone to dermatologist and primary care physician to see why he is feeling bed bugs. Patient's dermatologist had tried to treat it and felt that maybe it is more in his mind, so he sent him to my office for further follow-up. Patient says that he completed 8th grade education. He is doing very well. He used to do various jobs. He was in Texas. He was working for wine company. Then he moved to Atlanta. He was doing very well. Now he came to Michigan. Patient was married once. Wife took a divorce. Younger daughter, son, limited contact. Then patient took a job as a dancer and ran into a new young lady. She lives with him now for 30 years. Patient feels that financially okay. Patient gave a history that he was diabetic and his A1C was above 9. Now it is coming to 8 and 7. Patient feels that he started having peripheral neuropathy and then burning in the feet, but now he has all over the body feeling that there are bugs are crawling. Patient's A1C is still high. Patient also suffers from gout. Next paragraph, past psych history. Patient denied any. This is second psychiatric evaluation he is going through. One time he has to go for a psych evaluation for a treatment, with a job, for a job. Next paragraph, past medical history, history of hypertension, history of gout, history of diabetes, history of peripheral neuropathy, history of kinesthetic hallucinations. Next paragraph, psychosocial history, born and brought up in Michigan, intact family, strong family, history of work ethics. There is a history of cardiac problem as well as diabetes. Parents passed away, brothers and sisters are around. Patient has good contact. Patient himself had gone to Texas, which is mentioned above. Work really hard, financially stable. Next paragraph, one child who is 46 years old, limited contact at this time. Patient's wife took divorce, but now he has a girlfriend for the last 30 years. She lives with him. Patient at this time is not working. He is on Social Security. Next paragraph. Patient presently is taking allopurinol 300 milligrams every day. Then he is taking Corac 30 milligrams twice a day, Flexeril 10 milligrams three times a day. He is taking Duloxetine 60 milligrams every day. He's taking Gabapentin 600 milligrams four times a day, Glipizide 10 milligrams every day, Lorestine 10 milligrams every day, Metformin 850 milligrams once a day. He is taking Singular for his breathing difficulties, 10 milligrams. He's taking nifedipine 30 milligrams every day. He's taking anti-acid medication. He's also on Actos 3 milligrams every day. Now, status examination. This is a white male looking older than stated age, gave fair eye contact, features verbal detected, some increased verbal productivity is reduced, no halting black noted. Talked about anxiety, talked about kinesthetic hallucinations, oriented times 3. Diagnosis, axis 1, delusional disorder, rule out mood disorder secondary to uncontrolled diabetes with peripheral neuropathy, axis 2D4, axis 3, history of severe anxiety, history of gout, history of arthritis, cardiac problem, uncontrolled diabetes, axis 4, severe axis 5, 20 plan. At this time, we will give him small dose of transient. We'll see him in 1 week. This is the end of dictation. Thank you very much.